This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Damn straight advice. We'll get to it here in just a second. Quick text message that someone sent in just to close out the topic in the last segment with Clint Capella. Why can't the Rockets just buy out Ryan Anderson like Oklahoma City bought out Carmelo Anthony? They can. The problem is, Ryan Anderson has 2 years left on his deal, and Carmelo Anthony only has one, so it'd be more money, presumably. They're going to stretch Carmelo's cap hit out over 5 years, so they save a bunch of luxury tax. That's available to the Rockets. They just choose not to do it. They'd rather trade Ryan Anderson. There's probably a small part of them that thinks that maybe Ryan Anderson can get his mojo back. Let's face it, his role on this team was just to shoot threes. That's witchcraft. That can come and go. You know, he could be a potentially useful piece during the regular season that just can't see the floor against the Golden State Warriors, and you got to kind of grin and bear it. My guess is, if I had to guess, Rich, is that ultimately they're going to wind up stapling an asset of some sort to Ryan Anderson and sending him to some team that has cap space to absorb him and get him off the books the same way Carmelo is getting off the books in OKC.
When?
Yeah, Tillman Fertitta's saying that right now. they're going to pay Ryan Anderson like more than he donates to U of H in like a decade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, damn straight advice, and it's me, it's Rich, and usually it would be Ted, who's out on vacation till tomorrow, and Dr. Laura Reynolds, who's a doctor for the 20 minutes that we do this segment every week. Samantha Given, who you're going to hear doing traffic today, and you've heard her before during our show, and she's going to be sitting in for Laura. Do you have any sort of doctorate or medical training or anything like that, like Laura fake
no,
does?
No, I can fake it though,
yeah,
so yes.
Okay, good deal.
Well,
yes.
What uniquely qualifies her for this segment, Sean, is that she just got married on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I did. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I had teased coming into the segment that you were engaged, but you are now married.
Yeah, I'm married now.
Well, this is one hell of a honeymoon you're having.
Yeah.
You're doing traffic.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
How's the honeymoon going?
We haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
Well, I just mean
the honeymoon
experience.
It's been very exciting.
This is where you're supposed to say it's been a dream come true.
A dream come true. Yes.
So
wonderful.
Did the wedding go off without a hitch, or were there hitches?
Oh, there's hitches for sure.
How did you handle them?
Very composed. I feel like I kind of just like blacked out.
Yeah.
I was just like, let's enjoy it. And then I just kind of like turned down the aisle afterwards. And I was like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. So you've just recently been through the whole engagement / wedding experience.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you want someone that's just been through this.
I feel like this is a serendipitous substitution today.
Definitely.
You know?
713-572-4610.
That is the DWIattorney.com text line. So let's get it started. 10-year anniversary is in September. The wife insists that she doesn't want a big hoopla. Do I risk it and do something small, or should I go big? Now, you're only like not even 10 days into your marriage,
right?
Yet, not 10 years. Rich, and just for information's sake for Samantha, Rich is in a very successful over, 30-year marriage, Rich?
31 as of July 4th.
Okay, I am 0 for 1. I have one failed marriage, and I guess what some would call a probable soon-to-be engagement in the near future.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play the role of Ted Johnson for a moment and say that she's lying.
Yes.
Because that's what Ted would say.
Yes. Someone.
And I tend to kind of, I mean, not to the extent she's lying, don't trust her, but if she's insisting she doesn't want a big hoopla, I still think she'd really get a kick out of a big hoopla.
100%.
Yes.
100%. Don't lay off on the hoopla. You say yes?
I agree. I agree 100%. I think she's just saying that so she doesn't get her hopes up, but she would definitely love something big.
Yeah.
Setting the bar low. That's good strategy.
Yes. So then she doesn't get disappointed when you actually don't do anything.
Yeah. Which somewhere my girlfriend's nodding right now. Like, yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see. Rich, you want to pick one off the top?
Yes.
Here?
My live-in girlfriend didn't come home the other night. Said she fell asleep on her mom's couch.
Oh, futon.
And I confirmed that with her mom. Problem is, this is the second night I've lost a night of sleep wondering if the woman I love was alive. We've talked. What else should I do?
Wow.
She's being pretty irresponsible not letting them know what's going on.
Yeah, that just sounds shady, man. That sounds shady to me, sleeping over. And I need to know a little more about the mom in this situation.
Think mom might be covering
Is mom duplicitous? Is mom shady? Yeah.
I think so.
Where do you come out on that, Samantha, on the female side
of this? Yeah, that's a little scary because you know her mom has a cell phone that she could have called if her phone died or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think that's a good sign.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about this segment is we need to be honest.
Yes.
We can't just tell people what they want to hear. We can't just say, oh, no, it's probably fine. She was probably watching, she's binge watching, you know, Orange is the New Black or something like that at her mom's and she fell asleep.
Right.
And it just happens multiple times. That's all. Let's see here.
Someone's responding to your comment about blacking out at your wedding. She blacked out. She didn't know what happened. Trust me, she had the honeymoon. That's pretty good.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Me and a friend met three girls. The one I shot at curved me, so that's a no-go.
Can I get a translation?
I think he took his shot and
she said no.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, she swerved.
I kind of thought that's what that was, but that's not a language I speak.
We're happy to translate it into fluent Lordese. But a few weeks later, continuing, the one I didn't shoot at has been throwing it at me hard. That means one of the other ones has
been picking up.
Yeah, there you go. Should I get her, or was she probably just flirting out of boredom and I'm about to fall victim to girl code? If you like her, go for it, man.
Right.
You think there's something there, right?
Yeah. If he's attracted to her, why not?
Yeah.
If he's not, then don't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
I say don't lead her on. Yeah. Don't lead her on.
Right.
I say go for it if he's feeling her.
Where are you at on that, Rich? Do you?
I know what feeling her means.
No. I'm not asking.
I consider myself ahead of the game.
I'm just going to say that it's a consensus that we think you should pursue this, Texter.
I got enough of it to agree.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Sean, this is one you should answer. Okay. Going to Colorado in August with my wife. What are some must-do activities? No? No, B-Mac, the text continues. I work for the city, so I'm not smoking pot.
Okay. Oh, some things to do in Colorado in the summertime. Okay, this is good.
Sean's lived there, by the way.
Yeah, I lived in Parker, right outside of Denver for 3 years, and I love Colorado. It's one of my favorite places. It is one place that I would, there are only a few places that I would potentially leave Houston for. I don't have no desire of leaving Houston, but my short list of cities that if it came down, push came to shove and I had to leave, I would go to Denver for sure. That's a great city. I would say a couple things. If you're in Denver, great restaurant scene in Denver, great bar scene in Edo, East downtown. I would try to catch a Rockies game while you're there. You're obviously a sports fan if you listen to this station. But head up into the mountains. Go up to Breckenridge. There's great golf up in Breckenridge. There's, you know, a lot of the ski resorts are open in the summertime, but they have alpine slides and they have chairlifts going up to the top of the mountains with great views. I would try to go up to the top of Pikes Peak down in Colorado Springs. All fun things to do.
I hope you're taking notes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just real Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak, head up to Breckenridge, into the mountains, into the ski resort areas, because there are summer things to do up there. Golf, Rockies game, Edo, boom.
Samantha, can you add anything to that? Have you been to Colorado?
I haven't, but I would just say do a romantic dinner. Like if you would plan a romantic dinner
for
her, all girls would love that.
Yes.
Make it all about her. Bam.
Nice. Look at that.
Go to the sporting game.
Now, if Ted were here,
yep,
he would saying that Samantha is filling the role of Laura to perfection because the only thing she hasn't said so far is buy a gift.
I mean, you can't go wrong
Ted
with that.
Ted's always
flowers.
Frustrated You're that right. Laura's advice for everything is to buy her a gift.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What else we got here, Rich?
What about Giles cursing at Hinch? Should he put up with that?
Cursing. See,
we have to, you know, clarify this one.
I think we all agree now because you've brought me over to the side, Rich, of it was it, not you.
When he was removed from the game last night, Ken Giles either said F you or F it.
Within the midst of AJ Hinch.
In the presence of his manager.
within a 3-foot radius of his manager. I think he was cursing near him, not at him.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. So, to me, the bigger question is, should AJ Hinch continue to put up with a pitcher who has a 5 ERA? Are you surprised he didn't bring in McHugh in that situation? McHugh's been amazing.
No, didn't McHugh give up the home run in the ninth inning?
In the 11th inning, he did. But I'm talking about, didn't he bring him in the ninth?
You're right. Well, yeah, that's actually a good call.
If
he was up for being on the list last night, yeah, the ninth inning would have been a better call.
McHugh should be ahead of Giles in any pecking order right now. And 4-0 is not a, as we found out last night, that's not a game where you're just pitching garbage time.
Yeah, I'm guessing there were some numbers in some computer program
probably
that told him.
These hitters against Giles, probably. You're probably
exactly
right. Yep, you're probably right about that.
Someone's throwing in go to Red Rocks on the Colorado
Red Rocks
list.
Is great.
Did you mention that?
No, I didn't. I thought of it, but yes, Red Rocks. Obviously, go look and see who's playing. That's Red Rocks is like the Colorado answer to Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. It's like an outdoor concert amphitheater, but the cool thing about it is it's like embedded naturally into this Red Rocks area of
That's
the
awesome.
Base of the Rocky Mountains. It's really, really cool. Yeah, for sure, put Red Rocks on the list too. Someone saying whitewater raft the Arkansas River. Yeah, Colorado is a great state to do things, man. There's so many, and the weather is sunny and it's pleasant and it's not humid. You're gonna have a great time.
What are we doing here?
No kidding, dude. Yeah, exactly.
But the humidity.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got here. I saw someone in here say they love the show, so I always like to read those. Let's see. Hey, Triple Threat, love the show. Going to try and see y'all live in West Virginia. Cool. Anyway, that's the live-in girlfriend one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the preamble to the live-in girlfriend. Well, maybe we can sit down in person about this live-in girlfriend situation when we're up in West Virginia in a couple of weeks.
I think so.
I think a little damn straight advice for Texan fans, if you haven't made your travel plans, go to West Virginia for training camp.
Yeah.
Go to West Virginia for training camp.
The words West Virginia don't quite ring like the word Colorado.
They don't. I'm going to tell you. No, they don't.
Not at all.
But you'd be surprised.
But you're
seriously.
You're from Pennsylvania,
I'm from
right,
Pennsylvania.
Samantha?
That's why I was like, I would not go to West Virginia. No offense.
Have you ever been to the nice part of West Virginia, or is there, in the eyes of a Pennsylvanian, there is no nice
There's
part?
There's no nice part.
Within the grounds of the Greenbrier, I think you could handle it.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
It's really nice at the Greenbrier. Where in Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
Okay.
Very central.
Yeah, right smack dab in the
right
middle.
Right in the
middle. The capital, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, people think it's Philadelphia or Pittsburgh.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like, nope, it's Harrisburg.
Yeah, I got over big in the States and Capitals game back in the day with Pennsylvania.
Did you get married in Harrisburg?
No, we got married in Outer Banks, which is in North Carolina.
Nice. That's a destination wedding.
A little bit, yes. Nice. Yeah, family could drive down, and we drove over 20-some hours. So that was
fun. You drove from here.
Yeah, that was an interesting trip.
So is there going to be a honeymoon, or is that sort of?
We'll have a honeymoon in December.
Okay.
Thinking Costa Rica. So if anybody knows any good places, let me know.
Oh, text in.
Yeah.
You know what?
Please.
Text in to the DWIattorney.com text page. Jam Straight Advice can be a two-way street.
True.
And text in some, what are you looking for, like an all-inclusive?
Yeah,
or
that would be great. I've never been there, so any advice?
I'm telling you right now, having done this before, when you ask our listeners for advice on all-inclusive resorts, they come up big there. So text in your suggestions for Costa Rica all-inclusive resorts for our friend Samantha.
As the father of a soon-to-be 30-year-old daughter who's been with her boyfriend about 5 years, and they've lived together for about three of the last five.
Has it been 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I must ask, this destination wedding thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question,
this
Rich.
This is damn straight advice.
Right.
Obviously, there's greater cost involved, but my real question is, did you automatically assume that having it at a destination meant you'd get less people at the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah. Smaller crowd.
It was so small. We had 40 people. My dad wanted, I'm a daddy's girl, so he wanted a huge wedding with like 200 some plus people. He wanted it in Pennsylvania, and I said, no, I'm not getting married in Pennsylvania. So I picked a venue, and...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I
kept
don't want to put words in your mouth,
small.
But your advice might be for me to suggest the destination
Absolutely.
Wedding.
You'll keep it a lot smaller.
All right. These things are in play right now in my life.
That's exciting. That's
good,
really
Rich.
Exciting.
You jot that down, Rich.
Yeah.
Definitely will.
Recommend the destination, then you can make a vacay.
There you go.
It.
Control it, Rich. Control the narrative.
Oh, and for the record, it's not like they're engaged or anything,
right.
So please don't assume.
It's trending in that direction.
If you have her number, please don't text her and say I told the whole world she was getting married.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's going to get back to her the
oh,
wrong
gosh.
Way.
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.